Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Yeah, it seemed like they were all drawing straws to go see who was going to live in Jerusalem because they didn't really want to.
Yeah, I didn't really understand that. Like, I thought that they would want to live there.
But apparently not. Let's be fair. If your home was somewhere else already and you're like, we need people to live here, you wouldn't be like real excited about being like, I guess I'll leave my home and everything to go live over here.
They seemed like they were so excited to have their little temple and
yeah, as long stuff. As somebody else can manage it for them and live there.
I guess.
You know? They're like, whatever. It is, we're done now.
I didn't understand.
I still don't really understand. So, I mean, that might be part of our Q&A that we're going to go into possibly.
Right.
Because I don't really understand why it seemed like it was a chore for them to live in Jerusalem.
That's what I'm saying.
It is what it is, but that's but where we're why? At with it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so that was Nehemiah chapter 11.
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're going to be reading
Nehemiah chapter 12.
All right, let's go do this.
Okie dokie.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Nehemiah chapter 12.
Okay.
And I'm going to name some names.
Oh, some names, huh?
This is how we're starting.
That sucks.
These were the priests and Levites who returned with Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and with Joshua.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
Here we go. Sariah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Malak, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rahum, Merimoth, Iddo, Ginnathon, Abijah, Mijamin, Moadiah, Bilga, Shemaiah, Huarib, Jediah, Salu, Amak, Hilkiah, and Jediah.
There's some people for you. They returned with them.
They did the things. Yeah.
Yeah.
These were the leaders of the priests and their associates in the days of Joshua.
Were they now?
The Levites. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Were Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and also Mattaniah.
Okay.
Who together with his associates was in charge of the songs of thanksgiving.
Well, somebody had to be in charge of the songs of thanksgiving.
I wish I was in charge of the songs of thanksgiving. I would make up some great songs. I think
lately Adam Sandler is in charge of the songs of thanksgiving.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying. He's got the only song that I know of for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So that puts him in charge in my book.
Okay. I hear you. Bakbukiah and Uni, their associates, stood opposite them in the services.
Okay.
Joshua was the father of Joachim. Joachim, the father of Eliashib. Eliashib, the father of Hoiada. Hoiada, the father of Jonathan, and Jonathan, the father of Jadua.
Yeah.
So there.
As you do.
Ba-boom.
Yeah.
In the days of Joachim, these were the heads of the priestly families.
Okay.
Of Sariah's family, Mariah.
Yeah.
Of Jeremiah's, Hananiah.
Oh, right, Hananiah.
Of Ezra's, Meshulam.
Go, Meshulam.
Of Aramiah's, Johanananan.
Woohoo, Johanananananananan.
Of Malak's, Jonathan. Of Shechaniah's, Joseph.
Aye, aye,
of aye. Haram's, Adna. Of Merimoth's, Hilkai. Of Iddo's, Zechariah. Of Ginnathon's, Meshulam. Of Abijah's, Zikri. Of Miniamin's, and of Moadiah's, Piltai.
Yeah.
Of Bilga's, Shemua. Of Shemaiah, Jehonathan. Of Huarib's, Mattanai. Of Jediah's, Uzi. This is boring, and I hate it.
Really painful.
I hate it so much.
I hate it for you, actually.
I'm sorry, all of you.
I'm sitting here and like I'm going, oh my god, this is a lot of fucking names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, everybody.
And they all say it's in the begatting, you know, the begatting mm-hmm. where I'm like, no, it's all through the fucking Bible.
It's all through the fucking Bible.
They are so enamored with names, they just can't stop.
They can't. And it's hard, you guys. It's really hard. So I'm sorry at all of you. Of Selu's Kalai, of Amuk's Eber, of Hilkiah's Hashabiah, of Jediah's Nethanel. The family heads of the Levites in these days of Eliashib, Hoida, Johanan, and Jadua, as well as those of the priests, were recorded in the reign of Darius the Persian.
Oh, good.
Remember King Darius?
Yeah.
Okay. The family heads among the descendants of Levi up to the time of Johanan, son of Eliashib, were recorded in the Book of the Annals.
So happy about that.
And the leaders of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, Jeshua, son of Kadmiel, and their associates, who stood opposite them to give praise and thanksgiving, one section responding to the other, as prescribed by David, the man of God.
Ah, yeah.
Remember that beloved David?
I do remember that. He apparently prescribed something that they still do.
Yay. So, whatever.
Okay. And it wasn't dancing naked in the street.
Right. No swinging dings.
Right.
Okay. Mattaniah, Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshulam, Talmon, and Akub were gatekeepers who guarded the storerooms at the gates. They served in the days of Joachim, son of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah, the governor, and of Ezra, the priest, the teacher of the law.
There's Ezra and Nehemiah in the same breath again.
Yep. Who knows? Who knows?
Yep.
Okay. At the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, the Levites were sought out from where they lived and were brought to Jerusalem to celebrate joyfully the dedication with songs of thanksgiving and with the music of cymbals, harps, and lyres, but no saxophones.
Right.
The musicians also were brought together from the region around Jerusalem, from the villages of the Netophathites, from Beth Gilgal, and from the area of Geba and Asmaveth. For the musicians had built villages for themselves around Jerusalem.
Musician villages, huh?
Those are fun. The Bremen.
The fuck?
Okay, hold on. There's a fairy tale or a legend or something that has like the Bremen music players. And I want to say that like the donkey is one of the.
I have no clue what you're talking
okay.
about.
Okay. Well, I will have to look it up, and then you can share a link to it.
That sounds great.
I know I'm talking about a thing where animals are musicians.
Well, I'm no help to you here. So.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, carrying on.
Right.
When the priests and Levites had purified themselves ceremonially, they purified the people, the gates, and the wall!
Well, that's good.
I like it when my wall is pure.
Yeah.
I had the leaders of, Nehemiah, had the leaders of Judah go up on top of the wall. Get up there. I also assigned two large choirs to give thanks. One was to proceed on top of the wall to the right toward the dung gate. Go toward the poop.
Sound better down there by the shit.
Go down by the duke.
Yeah.
The dukey gate. Hoshea and half the leaders of Judah followed them, along with Azariah, Ezra, Meshulam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, Jeremiah, as well as some priests with trumpets, and also Zechariah, son of Jonathan.
Good old priests with trumpets. I like those guys.
Son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zechur, the son of Asaph, and his associates. Shemaiah, Azarel, Milalai, Gilalai, Ma'i, Nathanael, Judah, and Hanani, with musical instruments prescribed by David, the man of God.
Prescribed by David, the man of God.
Okay, I'm here to tell you that Nehemiah is the chronicler, and he loves
David. He's enamored
with
David still.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ezra, the teacher of the law, led the procession at the fountain gate.
They're actually referring to Ezra as the teacher of the law here.
Yeah.
So, like, this is the Ezra that they were, like, in from Ezra.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... So, something screwy with timelines somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
As we already discussed. But, I'm throwing it out there again.
Reiterating.
Yeah.
At the fountain gate, they continued directly up the steps of the city of David on the ascent to the wall and passed above the site of David's palace to the water gate on the east. The second choir proceeded in the opposite direction. I, Nehemiah, followed them on top of the wall, together with half the people, past the Tower of the Ovens, to the broad wall, over the Gate of Ephraim, the Jeshana Gate, the Fish Gate, the Tower of Hananel, and the Tower of the Hundred, as far as the Sheep Gate.
Wow, that far, huh?
We went so far over all those gates.
That was a lot of gates and towers.
Yep. At the gate of the guard, they stopped.
Okay.
The two choirs that gave thanks then took their places in the house of God. So did I, Nehemiah, together with half of the officials, as well as the priests, Eliakim, Messiah, Miniamin, Micaiah, Eloani, Zechariah, and Hanani, with their trumpets.
Yeah.
And also...
those priests with trumpets.
Messiah, Shemaiah, Eleazar, Uzi, Jehohanan, Melchizedek, Elam, and Ezer.
Yeah.
The choirs sang under the direction of Jezrahiah.
Okay.
And on that day, they offered great sacrifices, rejoicing because God had given them great joy.
Yeah.
The women and children also rejoiced.
On other days, you just do mediocre ones because, you know, he didn't give you as much joy.
Right.
So.
But he gave you lots of joy.
But lots of joy this time. So.
Which was convenient.
Great ones.
It was convenient because they were all together.
Yeah.
To experience those things together.
Right.
So the sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard far away.
Got it. Yeah.
Okay. One last little section here. I'm just girding my loins.
I want to be able to say more, but like when you're just commenting on names, there's just nothing to say.
I know.
Like I can make fun of the names. Like I used to make fun of the names, but now I'm just like, when can we get past this into the story?
Yep.
Because there's only so much I can say about Hanani Nani, you know, and whatever their fucking names are.
Nokia, right, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, not your fault.
I know, but I still feel responsible. At that time, men were appointed to be in charge of the storerooms for the contributions, first fruits, and tithes. From the fields around the towns, they were to bring into the storerooms the portions required by the law for the priests and the Levites. For Judah was pleased with the ministering priests and Levites.
Okay.
They performed the service of their God and the service of purification, as did also the musicians and gatekeepers, according to the commands of David and his son Solomon.
Yeah. Oh, and his son Solomon. They're adding Solomon in now.
Yeah, don't forget Solomon.
Right.
For long ago, in the days of David and Asaph, there had been directors for the musicians and for the songs of praise and thanksgiving to God. So in the days of Zerubbabel and of Nehemiah, all Israel contributed the daily portions for their musicians and the gatekeepers.
I think they had those guys long after David and Solomon because they talked about the gatekeepers and the musicians like right up until the exile.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they've always been there.
Mm-hmm. They also set aside the portion for the other Levites, and the Levites set aside the portion for the descendants of Aaron. The end.
Okay. The descendants of Aaron get a portion, huh? That's what it's just basically
the Levites,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. But they didn't just, then they just say the Levites and then distinguish the descendants of Aaron on top of that?
Yeah.
That's redundant, right?
Well,
maybe.
I don't know. I thought all the descendants of Aaron were Levites.
But that's what I thought too.
This indicates not.
Because they treat them as two separate groups.
If the Levites are setting aside a portion for the descendants of Aaron.
Right. Maybe there's a subsect within the Levites that's descendants of Aaron that's more important than...
That's less... They're Levite-y?
They're more than Levites. They're descendants of Aaron Levites. I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to... I don't know exactly what that is.
Or
why they distinguish between the two. But that also might be another possible Q&A.
Yeah.
So, all right. I think that was all we had today. So that was Nehemiah chapter 12.
Sure as fuck was.
And we will be back tomorrow. I think, are we wrapping up?
Yep.
Tomorrow
is Nehemiah chapter 13. And yes, that is the last chapter.
All right. Sounds good.
So we'll
be wrapping up another book of the Bible tomorrow.
Yeah. And we'll have all the bonuses.
Yeah, all the bonusy bullshit and all that. But for now, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yep.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.